The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Security and Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Security and Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner's Mike Bonaccorso. Michael, how you doing, man?
Doug, I am great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. We're kicking off the beginning of August here, 2019, bud. And I got to tell you, so far this summer has been a complete and thorough enjoyment. I mean, the weather has really been fantastic. Like we were talking about before we came on the air here today, the Jersey Shore, the businesses down there, and you know, they're rocking and rolling, and you know, it's so far so good, and hopefully August, you know, continues on the same path for us to all enjoy it and for those businesses.
I agree. I mean, really nothing negative to say about the you know, the summer months, you know, and socially and from a business standpoint, you know,
right,
bringing the shore into it. But yeah, it's been fantastic. And you know, Doug, like you said, though, here we are August, you know, 1st already, and you know, there's, you know, a month left to school, unfortunately. Hope the kids aren't listening. Can't say that.
Yeah, and, you know, Mike, it's business-wise, to your point there, is things have been, as far as Wealth Management Group is concerned, excellent. We've been extremely busy. Kudos to the people out there who have not decided to take the summer off from paying attention to their financial affairs. Right.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we want to congratulate you on that. And those of you who have been lackadaisical, we want to encourage you to not be, because this year financially in the investment world, it has been a pretty dynamic and pretty good year so far.
Sure has. Yes. Agree to all what you just said. People have not taken the summer off. Actually, people have actually worked it the opposite way. They actually have a little more time, you know, this time of year between.
Yeah.
You know, vacations or taking time off or whatever, or being able to slip out of the work spot, if you will. And yeah, as far as the markets go, it has been a dynamic year. Things have been moving along very nicely. And, you know, and for guys like you and I, it's almost like we always feel right. You know, we're saying it's the first week of August, and by the time you know, it'll be the kids back to school. And for us, it's down the stretch.
Yeah.
Financially, right? Always a big time of the year right around the corner, you know, to either A, get things done, or B, how does the market end up, and, you know, results and all that type of stuff. And, you know, so time has flown. It certainly has.
Yeah, it really is, Mike. And, you know, it's been a dynamic year. It really has. And it just seems like in today's day and age, and I know we've spoken about this beforehand, it's hard to keep track of what happened when, you know, with the constant flood of information mm-hmm. that keeps, you know, getting to us on it, you know, I'm just going to say lightning speed, but now lightning seems like slow, right? Seems like it comes even faster than lightning speed now. And this week we had the Federal Reserve came in and they reduced interest rates by a 0.25% based on a little bit of a global slowdown on the economy and all that. I mean, if you ask my personal opinion, it's because they raised it too fast at the end of last year. And that's what I truly believe caused the market pullback in the fourth quarter of last year. And, you know, they're referring to it as a mid-cycle adjustment in interest rates. And, you know, it's going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out. But I think, my opinion, it's going to bode well for the investment world.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, I think that was, what, the first rate cut since?
Oh, since 2008.
Yeah, I was going to say 2008. So good. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he cut them so low in 2008 to stimulate the economy, remember?
It can never be cut again. But, right. Yeah, I get it. But, you know, but that, so that was interesting, you know, in itself. But again, I really don't see it as this big earth-shattering news. I think things are kind of moving along. I think economically we're kind of moving along. I think the markets are moving along. I think, you know, really nothing earth-shattering going on. But I do agree with you. How does it all play out down the road and how does it all work out is really what needs to be seen.
Well, you know, Michael, we're at, you know, it's no secret to anybody out there that markets are flirting with all-time highs. And we, you know, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks, I forget exactly when it was, we crossed the 27,000 on the Dow. We hit a record. We hit a record on the S&P 500. You know, so all that stuff is going on. And the part that makes me uncomfortable, if you will, from our perch as professionals who like to guide people in the right direction with their money and how to, you know, set themselves up properly, I'm seeing too much inactivity with, because people are getting overly confident and comfortable with their situation again, because the accounts typically have just been going up.
Correct. And you know what, Doug, the part of the problem is, and it seems like the society we live in, or the day and age, if you will, of the market, is everything happens so fast. And last year, the last quarter of the year was horrendous, right? I mean, the last quarter of the year was just a nightmare and pulled down 2018. But it almost feels like by the time people had a chance to react, the market was already running its way back up and making up for that bad quarter early in the year. And it almost seems like there's nothing that's ever protracted anymore. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, well, the market's been terrible now for 2 years, or the market, I need to do something, or I need to make an adjustment. It almost seems like, you know, we had that little bad period and the market adjusted itself and it's been off to a great 7 months so far this year. And people are just staying inactive and doing nothing.
The doing nothing has been rewarded over the last 3 or 4 years, Mike. That's the problem.
Right, of course, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It hasn't really, because of this, even when we've hit, and we've hit many corrections during those 3 or 4 years, okay? But it, doesn't it feel like, boom, market goes down 10%. I'm throwing a number out. Yeah. Market goes down 50%. But it's back. You know?
That's certainly been the pattern in recent times.
Right, and I think people are just, and I think people kind of are getting built into that, well, I'll just do nothing.
And that's problematic.
I mean, does it feel right? That's what it feels like to me.
Well, yeah. And, you know, if we go back, and one of the things that we need to do, you and I need to do, it's our obligation being on the airways each and every single week, is to remind people about this and to remind them of the lessons, because, you know, we all have a bias towards just remembering what's happened recently, and we kind of forget what could happen or did happen. And don't forget, you know, that we had tough times in the markets in 2001. Then the market did pretty good. Markets did, you know, very well up until 2008. And then not so good for like 6 months from, you know, middle of 2008, the third quarter of 2008 through the first quarter of 2009. And then great since then. But that rough patch that I spoke about from, you know, the 2000, third quarter 2008 through first quarter 2009 was brutal. It was absolutely brutal for people, and so many people were lazy about their money coming into that time frame that they got hit and they lost more money than their risk tolerance was probably appropriate for. Make sense?
Yeah, it all makes sense to me, and that's absolutely correct what you're saying. But I don't know. You're right. You know, we say it a lot on the air. People, you need to dive in, take a look at yourself, stuff, and pay attention, okay? You just can't be lulled to sleep by the statement came home and, oh, my money's higher. That's not always the answer.
Well, you're right, Mike.
I mean, it's nice to see. I'd rather have that than saying, hey, my money went down. But at the end of the day, that's not the answer to say, well, I don't need to do anything, and I don't need to plan, and I don't need to tailor this to my lifestyle, how I need to live, or how I need to live someday.
Well, we've seen it, Mike, over the course of our careers, and both of us have been, you know, at this in the financial world since the early 1990s, folks. So, you know, let that marinate for a second, you know, how long we've been, you know, doing this. And we see the habits and we see the actions and the inactions of people just continually to repeat themselves. Now, I am not here to tell you that I believe that the market's going down tomorrow or, you know, anything like that. The reality is, I don't know. And neither do you, and neither does anybody else that's out there right now. But what I do know is that people are now repeating the behaviors that they repeated before each one of the previous pullbacks in the past, and that is ignoring their money and not paying attention and not realizing how much what I'm going to call unintended risk they could be sitting with in their portfolio because of the excellent performance of the investment arenas for the past several years.
Correct. And you know what? There's always you need, you know, Doug, now we're getting into the, you know, reallocating of assets and doing stuff and risk tolerance and, you know, the whole thing. And that should always be looked at, right?
Yes.
On some sort of a basis, whether it's annual, whatever, but it needs to be looked at. And I think that's the most glaring thing that jumps off the page is people aren't doing that. And mm-hmm. then I think the other big glaring thing, too, is you need to be very careful of if you're a person that's getting ready to retire a year, 2 years, 3 years, what have you, you need to do more work and keep an eye on things.
Hey, Mike, isn't everybody getting ready to retire?
Yeah, it's a good
right?
point. Yeah.
So, right? So don't. So you're right. I think you need to be hypersensitive if your retirement objectives or just your financial independence objectives are in, you know, a 5-year, you know, grasp here. You need to be hypersensitive to what's going on right now. And then, you know, you still need to be very sensitive for time frames that are beyond that, because you should always be working and paying attention to the plan or the strategy that you have in place for accomplishing your financial independence desires or your retirement wishes. There are a lot of people, Mike, who didn't do that going into 2008, whose retirements got put off for many, many years because of the lack of strategies and a lack of planning going into that time frame. And I don't think, and I'm not calling for it, I want to reiterate that to you, but what I am telling you is I think this is a scenario, it's better to be safe than be sorry.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Doug. And, you know, and it makes all the sense, you know, if you're out there listening right now.
Yeah, and I just hope that it does make sense to the people who are listening right now. And, you know, I want to remind you guys, as we sit here and we talk about that, is that we always offer out to you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to sit down with us and go over your situation and review it and see where you are. And then, you know, what we'll do is we'll give you some suggestions for some strategies or techniques that could help you improve your situation or maybe even accomplish your goals. But none of it can happen unless you actually take a step and you're listening to the show and you just got to, we make it easy. You got to pick the phone up and give a call. I'll give you the number in a second, but what you just have to go and say, all right, you know, let me give them a buzz and I can schedule time to get together. I am certain that everybody listening to the show right now, Mike, has an hour of time that they can dedicate to seeing if they're, you know, on track or not for their financial goals.
And Doug, I agree, you know, well said. And, you know, we're talking about this and right before you said about if they'd like to get together, they'd like to sit down, that's what we're here for. Because I think I was going to say a lot of people are saying, well, all right, yeah, I mean, I need to do this, but how? I don't know how. And that's always the biggest fear for people is they right. don't know how. What's the next step? If
correct. And the how for you right now, your next step is just reach out and schedule an appointment. We'll go through it with you. We don't expect you to know how to do it, because that's what we're here for. If you knew how to do it, you'd do it, right? So, folks, the number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. You know, call and say, I'd like to have a complimentary consultation and get together and go over this. You know, Mike, a couple of weeks ago, you and I were at a firm meeting down in Atlantic City, and we had some excellent speakers that were out there. But one of the speakers, Jim Effner, that was there, he gave us a lot of statistics. And, you know, according to, you know, what he gave us is that there's only 2% of the people who actually have financial strategies written down and in place. Isn't that amazing?
It's an amazing number. I mean, I know it's a lot, but when you break it down to 2%, that's mind-boggling.
Right. The other 98% just wing it.
Makes sense.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap up this segment of the show. Don't forget, if you'd like to schedule a time to get together, complimentary consultation, no obligation, no cost, we're here for you. 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. We're going to hop to a break. We're going to come back. We got some great stuff to talk to you about, and I think it's going to be very informative. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start, and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
Doing the show and coming out here and talking to you and trying to get you going in the right direction, educated, motivated, teach you a little bit, see if we can get you taking charge of your financial life out there. And Mike, a little bit last week we talked about for a brief period of time about reverse engineering your financial life and your retirement plans and that kind of stuff. And reverse engineering is a cool thing in a lot of ways, because what you do is you look at what you want the end product to be, and then you come backwards and design to it. And when we reverse engineer our clients for their retirements, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is talking to them about the non-financial part of their retirement. In other words, what their lifestyle is, what it's going to look like, what they want to do, because those things are really, really important. Now, would you agree with me that it is more common that people do not
think about all of these things than common that they do?
Sure. And I think part of the problem is people don't think and plan it out, with all due respect. And I think they kind of react, you know, and they kind of deal with it and kind of will cross that bridge as it comes mentality sets in. And that definitely makes it more difficult.
It really does make it, you know, a lot more difficult on them.
Sure. That's
okay. Not more difficult necessarily on us, because, you know, they can come in, people can come in and say to us, hey, look, you know, I really would like to have, you know, $60,000 or $75,000 a year of income for retirement. And, you know, we can work on the figures and the numbers and that kind of stuff and make it a very non-personal or very just academic way of approaching planning for their retirement, in that we're just working on helping them hit that stated objective. But what we would like to do, and what we do enjoy doing, is trying to get people to think about what they're going to do in retirement, because I will say our experience has shown us over the decades of helping, you know, hundreds of clients out there, that there are people who, when they retire and they haven't thought about what we're going to talk about today, are lost. They're just lost. They don't know what to do with themselves.
That does happen, right? I mean, it's a tremendous life change, and you can get lost along the way, and it's not what you thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, Mike, I think that people think to themselves, oh, yeah, it's going to be great, I don't have to go to work anymore. But you've just gone to work every single day for the last 40 years or however many years, and now you're not going to go to work anymore. And it's not like you're going on a one-week vacation down to the beach or something of that nature, and then when that's over, you're going back to work. Yeah, go for your one-week vacation, but then you're going home, and now what? So what we've done, folks, is we've gone out, and we've done some research, and we've found a piece to help you to make your retirement everything that you want it to be on the non-financial end of it.
Yes, we did. And, Doug, let's dive into that, and let's talk about that now. You know, kind of retirement with a purpose.
Right. And this is a piece that we have here that we're going to walk through a little bit here today, offer it out to you. You call in, we'll send this out to you. You can work through it on your own. And it is called Retire on Purpose: Beyond Financial Planning, Creating the Life That You Want, because we think that this is really a very, very important thing. And when you go through this workbook, right? Let's call it a workbook, Mike. Would you call it a workbook?
Yeah.
Well, it is a workbook. You got to go through it. You got to.
But it sounds like work.
No, it's not. Well, you got to do something. You know what I'm saying? This is not. Let's put it this way.
Guide is a lot more friendlier.
All right, it's a guide, but it's not, and it's not laborious.
That's what I'm trying to say. Let's not portray. You know, usually workbook, it's, you know, the teacher told you.
You hear the word work. Anytime you hear the word work, you run away.
Remember when the teacher would tell you, take your workbook out of your desk?
Yes, yes. Okay. All right. So anyway, so we go through this guide, and it really is things that, for a lot of people, Mike, I'm going to say it's not like earth-shattering stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to have this great epiphany about anything when they go through this, but it's going to make you think about the things that you ought to think about.
In a lot of ways, it's things that you do, but it makes you think about it, which I think makes it very interesting.
You know, one of the things that's very important, Mike, is that I think the first page in here, right? And it has you do a little thing right here where it's got a diagram in here, and it makes you fill out, you know, the circles of the names of a few people other than your family you interact with at least a couple of times a week, because this group of people here are, you know, who's important to you in your life, and are they at work? Are they no longer going to be part of your life? So that's going to disappear. So it really is a very good little thing to work through here.
Yes, and what it reminds me of, Doug, is it's a little bit of asking you, like, the friends, okay? And that's where I'm kind of thinking about and coming from. And, you know, I've had conversations with numerous clients about retirement and, you know, staying up here, or would you ever relocate, or do you want to relocate someday? And one of the things they'll say is, nah, because all our friends are around here.
Right.
And that's what this page kind of says to me.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a good thing. And then it has you right on here. Now cross out the names connected to your work or your career, right? Because you're not going to see them as often anymore, more than likely. So then you go on in this book, if you will, and it says that where are you going to live? Looks for the helps you look for the characteristics of where you're going to live. Now, I will openly say there are people who do move out of the area, but the majority of our clients, our experience is that people stay in this area.
Sure.
Right? They may move to maybe a different area of the state, maybe downsize the size of their home or something of that nature, but for the most part, stay in the area.
Because of, let's say, the Jersey Shore, right? We do have a lot of people that just relocate right in New Jersey.
Right. Yep. So this next section here is really good, and it goes through, there's a list of probably, I'm not going to count them all, but I'd say probably 25 or 30 different things that are on here that say, you know, what are important to you, and they ask you to try to identify the five most important things. You know, I've given this out to couples before, and I've gotten very positive feedback from them about, you know, they kind of laugh like, they may not have the same five different things. So if you don't, let's just say you and Lisa did this, right? And Lisa had five things and you had five things and two overlapped. Well, neither one of you wants to be unhappy in your retirement life, so you're going to have to find, if two overlapped, you're going to have to find eight, right? Eight, you know, different things, which is fine.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I'm going to say, my personal experiences is tells me one of the biggest ones, I think, is grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just if you said over the years surveying, what do people say? It's the grandchildren.
Right. Now, folks, we want to give this piece out to you. Our compliments, no, you know, cost or obligation for this. And you can call at any time to get this piece. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. It's our piece that we have to send out to you called Retire on Purpose. Beyond financial planning, creating the life you want. Now, we know that out there in the literature world, there's a bazillion different pieces to help you figure out how much money to have for retirement. But I've found very, very few pieces like this one, Mike, to help you craft the life that you want to have in retirement.
Yeah, it takes a different approach to it, you know, and all too often, Doug, and it's important when people make a decision to retire, it's all about money financially, right? Can mm-hmm. I, how much, where's the money coming from? Can I leave my job? Can I afford to leave my job? It's the number one question. But this takes the social, the personal aspect of it, the family aspect, all that, and kind of puts it together and says, okay, what's your purpose?
Yeah. You know, Mike, we've said many times that people want to have lifestyle sustaining income for their retirement years. And that's great, but we want to make sure that you also have an idea of what your lifestyle is going to look like. You know, I did a review. I was going to talk about this in the next segment. I'll just talk about it real quickly here. I did a review with a client last week who I actually gave this book to, but she didn't do it. And she came in and she's like, oh, I'm just like so bored, you know. And I said to her, you know, you ought to. What are you doing? I mean, you got to find something to do with your time. Did you ever do that book I gave you? You know, I said to her, and she goes, no, I just never got around to it. I'm like, why don't you go home and take some time and do it, go through it, and then, you know, find some stuff to do with yourself? Because she really is bored now staying home. You got enough money coming through the door, just bored stiff.
Yeah, you know, Doug, in a way, though, that kind of makes sense because being bored, you know, in retirement, so many people we know work because of the activity, because enjoy the work aspect and the socializing and seeing the buddies and going to grab some lunch together. And, you know, and it says it gives me something to do. What am I going to do if I sit home all day? How many times have we heard that expression?
Well, one of the great things about this piece, Mike, is that it gives you ideas, too, of things, right? Because it makes suggestions of, you know, are you interested in Let's see here. Let me go right here. Right. Are you interested in creating things, making things, you know, managing things, organizing things? It can help guide you in the direction of things. Are you interested in helping veterans out? Are you interested in the climate? You know, these kinds of things, it just gives you ideas in the book to think about, because some people also tell us, I don't know, you know, I don't know what I would do. And this can give you some ideas to help you walk through it.
Yeah, it sure can.
So, folks, if you'd like to have, we want to send, listen, we have these, and we want to send these out to you guys. We always get a decent number of people to call each week to let us send literature out to them, and during the week, and you can call any time to get this complimentary, you know, stuff that we have to give out to you guys. But this piece is really, this is a fun piece. It really is a fun piece. So I want to encourage you to request this piece and let us send it out to you. The number to get it is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. That's to get your complimentary copy of this, Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning, Create the Life You Want. It has nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with money. I want to emphasize that to you. So don't say, oh, I don't understand the financial world, so I'm not going to call and get that. This has nothing to do with money. So we want to see if we can't get a whole bunch of these, you know, out to people and get them in your hands, because we want everybody to enjoy their retirement. You know, listen, Mike, isn't it true that we have clients who have done not necessarily this formalized of our guide here, but knew going into retirement what they wanted to do, and they are happy as heck.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
They got a purpose. Are they volunteering? Are they, you know, are they, I got one client, retired guy who now he volunteers handyman services. And, you know, for senior citizens who need help, you know, he's like, I was talking to him a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, oh, what were you doing? He's like, oh, I was putting a couple new railings in a lady's house. And I said to him, I go, what do you get paid for that? He goes, I'll charge him. She needs two railings. What am I going to do all day? May as well go over there and put railings in, you know, for the woman. She paid for the railings. That's it. He's a special guy.
Yeah, very nice.
You know? So, folks, again, Retire on Purpose, Beyond Financial Planning. If you'd like this piece at any time, it's, you know, no cost or obligation to you. We're happy to send it to you. Pick the phone up, 855-262-3722, and leave us your name and your telephone number and your address. We'll get one of these right out to you. We're going to hop to our next break. We will be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And we're to the segment of the show now where we talk about people that we've been speaking to recently, what we've been talking to them about, and maybe some meetings that we've had to let you know what other people are talking to us about so that if it's on your mind, maybe you'll say, hey, you want to know something? That's something that I want to know about as well. So, Mike, why don't you kick it off? And you know what I want to do is let's start off with the gentleman that you and I went to see together last, during the last week to have a meeting and discuss his situation with him.
Yeah. And, Doug, so sitting down for the first time and taking a look at, his investments, portfolio, whatever you want to call
right.
it.
And let's give backdrop. A gentleman who came to one of our dinners,
yep.
right, and found great value, told us that he found great value in the dinner and had us to come out to review his situation. So I just wanted to put that into the story.
Sure.
Yep.
And, so started out with and handed us over his brokerage account, where he had his money. And, asked us to take a look at it, analyze it, and give them feedback, or if there's what recommendations we can make to make it better. Okay.
Yeah. Basically, opinion.
Yeah, was his directive to us.
Yeah, and we sat and we got to chat a little bit. But what was somewhat eye opening to me was that the lack of understanding, on his behalf of what his investments were, and it's commonplace. It shouldn't have been surprising to me because it's commonplace. And in this situation, unaware of, the fact that it was a predominantly individual equity, individual stock type of account that, he had, and really wasn't aware of that. Now, whether it's right or wrong isn't the point. It was just the lack of awareness is what I want us to drive home.
Correct. And Doug, again, right, it's not a matter of if he had it or not, because it may be right for him, it may not be right for him, it may be right for me, right, type of thing. We mm-hmm. always say that. We don't make blanket statements, oh, you should not have that. But the point being was not being aware and the time of the portfolio, okay, and in the climate that we're operating in right now,
mm-hmm.
okay? In other words, you got to remember, folks, sometimes when you own something, if the market does nothing but go up, 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 you haven't really seen the downside to it or what could happen to it
mm-hmm.
or how severe it may or may not be when
right.
the downside comes. Because, when you're dealing with individual stocks, it could be very severe or it may not be, right? Depending on
correct.
What you own and the whole deal.
It could be very rewarding or it could be very punishing.
Sure. And, and again, it comes down to, what you own, why you own it. More importantly, your risk tolerance, your age, all that plays into it, right? And one of the things we pointed out to him was is that when you're dealing with individual stocks, the one thing you have to keep in mind is if you do get hit and your portfolio, a certain stock does get hit, there's not always that chance that stock's going to come back to where it was. Stocks don't always recover to the level that they, it'll come back.
See where you're it's a very good point, Mike. And then most people don't realize that. They'll hear, you know, the market went down, but it came back up again, and now it's higher than it was previously. But that doesn't necessarily mean that your investment has done that. And that was a point that we, you know, brought to his attention. And then the other point that that we spoke to him about, well, he brought up to us, quite frankly, was, is this money set up consistent with what I want to accomplish in my life? And then we went on to discuss what that was with him. Now, we don't know. We haven't analyzed it yet. We haven't sat down and done that. But, you know, happy to hear that, you know, he came to one of our dinners. It made him start to think. He was thinking further, and Dad said, I need to make sure that my money is lined up with, you know, my goals and objectives. And, you know, it was really nice to sit down and chat with him. And we'll see where we end up. We don't know yet.
Right. And you know, Doug, he's really handling it properly, right? Mm-hmm. Because he knows, you know, is it set up for, you know, what he wants?
Right.
He's asking us to analyze it and get back to him and let him know if it's consistent with all that. So he did all the right things, you know, obviously, and rightfully so. Didn't understand all that he had or owned or whatever you want to call it. But it's just an interesting point to bring up that, you know, that we talked to him about the individual stocks. Because, Doug, people don't realize that sometimes when you own individual stocks and there's corrections in the market or changes in the economy, there's rotation that goes on. You know what I'm saying? It may be, you know, let's just say oil. Oil may be great to own when the economy's booming and things are really good and things are really productive. But if there's a slowdown in a country, you may not want oil. And the money may move on to consumer goods and they may be doing fantastic. Yeah. So it's a very tricky, tricky game when you own individual stocks.
It really is. And, you know, Mike, one of the other things that, you know, somebody else came in this week, and what I like is that many of our existing clients listen to our program on a weekly basis here. And they came in and they said, they always come in this time of year for the review. And when they came in, they said, all right, you know, we heard you, you know, our accounts are at, you know, pretty much all time highs here. We're concerned about when we need to start to draw money off of this, you know, it may go down and we might not be able to take as much. Are there things that we should be doing? And, you know, I said to him, okay, you know, that's great. I'm glad you brought it up to me. I'm going to go do some homework and do some, you know, put some strategies in place for you. Come back in again. We'll talk about it further. I don't know what we're going to do yet, but I'm happy to hear that they came in, they heard us say this, and, you know, kind of beat us to the punch. Because it's often that we'll call up the clients and say, okay, listen, you know, we're at a high here. How's everything for you guys? Is everything looking good? Give you our opinion where we want to be. But, you know, I like the fact that they were proactive ahead of you and I.
Yeah. You know, and to kind of piggyback onto that, Doug, had a client call me up during the week and say, hey, are you available? Can we stop by? And they came by and they just want to talk about, you know, the recent correction in the market, and they had some IRAs and they want to talk about what some what ifs, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do? What ideas I may have? And we just sat down and we revisited their situation. We talked about everything from their risk tolerance, their age, to what they own, why they own it, the holdings within it. And, you know, just sat and chatted with the husband and wife and you know, that's it. Just swapped ideas. It was nothing. Just wanted to talk it out a little bit.
Yeah. You know, Mike, we also had this week where we've been asked to do long-term care and disability insurance analysis for, you know, clients out there. That's really, you know, an important thing to take a look at and see and make sure that you're covered, you know, appropriately in those areas and make sure that, you know, what you're paying is appropriate as well. So, you know, we've been very busy, obviously, over the last, you know, couple of weeks. And, you know, so we still need to prepare these analysis, but these are what people are asking us, you know, about and they're thinking about. And it really makes us happy when we get those telephone calls because we say, all right, man, you're thinking about it. You know, we like that you're thinking about it.
Sat with a new client for us this week, Doug, and one of her questions was, as we were going through everything and getting everything on board from the investment front, but one of the questions was, is, I pay this for disability.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do it?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And you know, so there was the disability question again. And, you know, and I stressed to her how important disability insurance really is, you know, and, you know, we got into, like you always say, disability may even be more important than life insurance because on a selfish standpoint, because, you know, when you die, you're gone. But if you're disabled, your bills keep coming through the door.
You know, and it's amazing, Mike. You know, you look at, you know, talking about disability insurance for a minute here is that, you know, I'll say to people all the time, if you owned a money machine that printed legal U.S. tender, 100% legal U.S. tender in the basement of your house, would you insure it? And everybody says, of course, they laugh. It's, you know, like it's a ridiculous question. I'm like, okay, but you are that machine for your family. Is your ability to produce those dollars insured? And I'm like, I never thought about it that way. I'm like, listen, you're out. You're doing things. You're playing softball. You're doing this. You're doing that. You could get hurt or you could get sick. You got to make sure that these coverages are in place.
Absolutely. It's that important. And, you know, Doug, for years we always talked about insurance and you'll insure your car, you'll insure your house, but people are just reluctant to insure themselves, whether it's disability or life insurance. It's you are your most valuable asset, right?
Everybody will insure the golden eggs, but they don't want to insure the goose.
Yeah. They'll insure the toys, but they won't insure the person that made it all happen, right?
Yeah.
So go figure.
Yep. Another great situation that, you know, talked about this week is that somebody called in and said, okay, in light of what's been going on, you know, currently in the markets, do you think that this is a good time for me to add money to my portfolio? So we had a conversation based on that person's situation, and what we ultimately decided isn't the point, right? That's not neither here nor there, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what I would tell that person isn't the same thing I'm telling the, you know, a stranger who's listening to the show right now. But this is what people are talking to us about these days. What's going on here? You know, what can you offer me guidance and advice in this area?
Yeah, you know, Doug, that's a great question. Like, should I add money, you know, to something? And I've been asked numerous times over the last couple of weeks, it seems like, it's been with new clients. Should I be giving you more money? Should I put, is this enough? How much cash should I keep? And, you know, Doug, on multiple occasions, I had to say no more to the investments, keep cash. I want you to build cash, you know, keep a nice cash reserve. And we got into what's a proper cash reserve. And again, it's very individualized.
Right.
Okay. And for different people, the cash balance that they need to keep in, whether it's the bank, the CDs, the savings account, the mattress, you know, wherever you may, it's really individualized. But people kind of sometimes feel like, oh, I should be emptying cash and doing more. And it's usually not so fast.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I did have a conversation with a client also this week, Mike, who asked me the same thing. And I'm like, you already have enough money in your, you know, investment portfolio. We're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Leave that in the bank for right now. We're good with it. So, all right, let's hop to a break. We will be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Welcome back, folks, and again, thanks for spending some of your time here listening to the program, and we hope that we're making some sense to you and making you think about your money, because, you know, we really do want to educate and motivate so you don't procrastinate when it comes to your money, and we try to give you useful information and, you know, things that make you say, oh, you know, okay, great, you know, that makes a lot of sense to me, and, you know, we believe that the strategy is the most important part, Mike. You know, let's take just a minute and talk to people why the strategy or the plan is the most important part.
Well, you know, the biggest reason is that it's tailored to the personal you, if you will. Okay, it's not canned. It's not, you know, one size fits all. Okay, so when you put a strategy or a plan in place, it's important because it matches. It's based upon your needs, your goals, call it what you may, it's what you need to succeed.
Yeah. And a mistake that is commonplace in the financial arena is people just purchasing some sort of financial product or financial instrument, not knowing whether or not it really is appropriate for them or fits into their situation. You know, it's just like, you know, running out to randomly, we use Home Depot or Lowe's or, you know, any of those stores as an example. It's like, you know, just buying a financial instrument is as crazy as going out to, you know, to Home Depot and just saying, oh, this window looks good, let me buy it. You know, what do you need a window for? Maybe you need a window and you now have one. But if you don't have a specific need for a window, then it's a complete and utter waste of money. Well, the same holds true if you don't need a certain financial instrument. If you go out and get it, it might end up being a complete and utter waste of money for you.
You know, it's always amazing, Doug, is when somebody comes in and they have so many different things. You know, I have this, I have that, I have this, I have that. And you can tell it's this complete that going on. Like,
right.
I bought this, I did that. And then when you kind of get them all together and get them in a plan and you kind of consolidate them, if you will.
And simplify it.
They feel so much better, right? They're so much happier for mm-hmm. it. But so you kind of scratch your head and say, how did you go down that road of a piece here, a piece there, a piece there?
Right.
It's one of the great things about, you know, financial planning or whatever you want to call it is the how people go about doing things, their process.
You know, Mike, it's one of the unfortunate things about the financial business is, in my opinion, a bunch of people in the financial business try to overcomplicate things to make it seem like, oh, you know, this is, you know, really complicated situation, da 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 da. And we prefer to take the exact opposite approach. We try to simplify them for you. We want to take we want to take your complex situation and make it simple for you to understand so that you can get along. I'm not saying to be simplistic about it, but just simple for you to understand.
You know, it's great, Doug. I was in the doctor's office this week and sitting there waiting for the doctor, and now they got these boards that kind of almost look like advertising boards, message boards. But one of the things was is that if you do not understand what the doctor is saying, please ask him or her to put it into simple words.
Right.
Draw pictures, it literally said, and break it down into the most simplest, you know, thing.
They're stealing our ways.
And it just reminds me so much of what we say all the time, what we try to do with the financial world is that, you know, we try to break it down, we try to speak very simple and in terms that you can understand and draw pictures and do all that stuff. But I thought it was really, really cool to see that in the doctor's office.
Well, it's good sound advice that we've been preaching for years.
Yeah.
So, folks, we want to remind you that we do offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation, no strings attached if you're listening to the program. And if you'd like to take advantage of that, you pick the phone up, you give us a buzz, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. You pick the phone up and say, hey, guys, listen, you know, can I get together with you and have a complimentary consultation? And again, there's no cost, there's no obligation to it, no strings attached. We offer it out to you guys, and, you know, we hope to be able to, you know, further educate you and motivate you so that you don't procrastinate, you know, when we're moving forwards with your financial life.
Sounds good to me, Doug.
Anything else you want to add?
No, just say everybody have a great week. Enjoy Halloween.
Yeah.
All the kids out there have a great time.
Yep. Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Do us a favor. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.